Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, AEW backstage reaction to Kevin Owens signing a new WWE contract.
I'll tell you the real reason why he's keeping damn buns in that chair.
The eel cutting. Had a great idea turned down by WWE before they left.
And FTR have seldom little time remaining in AEW.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Cleary.
Quite a help there, aren't you?
I think Amy was in here last, actually.
Yeah.
That's better.
This is the news.
The chair. You want me going first?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Millions of dollars, in the words of Primetime Plays, he's got now, hasn't he?
Don't ruin. This is don't
Sorry.
Give it away. All right, we've got to get a story to get to you. So you may have heard Kevin Owens has re-signed with WWE.
Now he's resigned.
Well, this actually happened. This actually happened to me because I was doing other things, and our boss put, "Oh, headline: Kevin Owens has re-signed," but he left a little dash out. So I read it as Kevin Owens has resigned. God, we bet. Well, I guess that confirms all the AEW stuff. Then hope we do a story about that. Then I saw the next day people complaining about it, like, "What's he doing? He's going to be creatively unfulfilled." And I thought, "Wow." Wow, opinions really turned on that promotion over there, haven't they? Anyway, Kevin Owens has re-signed, not resigned, with WWE, and we are the real reason.
Ooh.
Because that does a lot of heavy lifting for us in headlines these days. We have the real reason for it. According to DVA Sports, Pet, I'm going to say Le Prade. It could just be Le Padre, I don't know. It's Le Prade. Either way, cool surname, cool story.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the real reason.
Okay.
I'll settle for just saying that it still ends on January the 31st, but not 2022. I'm going to be around for several more years. The decision was pretty easy because it was really the best thing for mi familia, my family, when it comes down to it. It's always a pretty easy decision. The WWE has been my... Oh, not me, WWE, Kevin. Oh, get branding on that. WWE has been my home for 7 years, so I have a sense of belonging. Basically, I spent the majority of my career there. When you all look at the wrestling companies I've wrestled in WWE, that's where I've been the longest. That's where I need to be for the next few years. That's how I felt, and that's the decision I made. Now, there is also the other side of that story, which was that Dave Meltzer reported that he's getting $2 to $3 million a year.
That'll do it. That'll turn your head, to be fair.
Do you know what? There's a degree of cynicism in me adding that Dave Meltzer bit at the end there, implying that I don't believe him. I don't believe it's for his family. I just believe it's for money. I actually don't believe that about Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is one of the most family-orientated wrestlers.
But he's principled.
He has always said that he is aware that he only has a short time as a wrestler because the rest of his life with his family and with his kids is more important to him than bumping around on the road until he's in his 50s. So, you know what? I actually believe that.
Yeah.
However, I do think it's made considerably more believable by the $2 to $3 million.
And, before you go piling into the comment section along all the comments saying that this is your favourite news duo, of course.
It's okay to say that. That's a Christmas present to us.
I will point out, just because AEW have got unlimited money doesn't mean that they offered him the same amount. They may have said, you know what, we're going to say it's $1 million or now, basically. And he went, well, they're going to offer me $2 to $3 million. At the end of the day, I know people are upset about him staying with WWE. Hopefully, he'll get not Hulk Hogan-esque, but creative control, i.e. just do more Kevin Steen stuff in WWE. But like you say, it's a small window these wrestlers have got. And also, just because he's signed with WWE now doesn't mean he won't go to AEW later.
Make that money.
Yeah, exactly.
Make that money.
And that also links actually to my first story, because as you mentioned there, the news broke earlier on this week about him signing with WWE. And according to Fightful, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.
He paid you to say that.
Yeah. It's that and the AEW money that's keeping my head above water before this Christmas.
Course.
But yeah, the backstage reaction in AEW is just lovely. They're all just very happy for Kevin Owens for signing a new contract. They're not angry at him for not coming to All Elite Wrestling.
Like
anyone anyone who knows Kevin knows his priorities are with his family first, so you have to be happy for him. He's 37 years old, but, you know, he still maintains a good relationship with many on the AEW roster, of course, and many of them now believe that when this next contract expires, which, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure, would take him to about 40 years old, which, you know, is towards the end of a wrestling career, but still may have options to do sort of this stuff. Many people in AEW believe that when this contract runs out, when he's made that dollar ching ching stuff, he may well still go to AEW.
I always like to channel the ghost of Shinsuke Nakamura's credibility here to point out that this is actually a really good move for wrestlers. A lot of people really don't like Shinsuke Nakamura's WWE career. Been some great moments, let's not mess about. But in terms of what he could have achieved, what people wanted him to achieve there, versus what he was doing in Japan. And what we always say is, that was his art wrestling.
Yes.
He literally went and did critically acclaimed match after critically acclaimed match, put his body on the line, reinvented elements of pro wrestling, and then he went to the circus and became a multi-millionaire. Finn Balor did exactly the same thing.
Have you ever
wondered why these incredible wrestlers are more than happy to do the WWE game, more than happy to go, I'm going to flop around on the floor like a salmon and my music's going to play? Oh, well, cool. That'll be $1 million, please. Yeah.
Can't wait to buy that summer house. Yeah, I think completely agree. Like, now, I think the interesting thing comes when it's like an up-and-coming wrestler. If they're, you know, 25, 30 years old, and they've got that sort of fork in the road opening out in front of them, whether they decide to go to AEW.
Who
can still... 25 to 30? Something like that. I know, don't think about it too much if it's you or I. But when they've still got their life ahead of them, basically... It's really interesting because AEW can sort of financially match WWE if they choose to. But, like you say, when you're an AJ Styles, for example, and I'm sure he could have many spectacular matches within AEW, he's still doing great stuff in WWE. He's one of the few people who was, like, big in another company that they've brought in and actually, you know, got behind and put the world title on. And he just gets to hang around with Big Jord and do tag team stuff and get paid lots of money. Yeah. Fair play.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Think we want to be presenting wrestling news videos? Business to be run. Right. Speaking of business, FTR.
Ooh.
You remember that? I was confused. I remember distinctly being sat in a bar with somebody who was now quite high up in AEW who told us that initialisms were out. He thought initialisms were dead in wrestling. And now, we can't move for doing a story on FTR, MJF, or whoever in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think that's interesting.
HFO, that's another one. Hardy Family Office?
Yeah, HWK. Like, I just, it goes on and on and on. Anyway, FTR have been doing an interview. Now, if you've been enjoying their run in AEW, well, savour it, my friends, because it's not the end all be all of their careers.
Ooh.
Speaking on wrestling with Brandon F. Walker, and the write-up is from Wrestling Inc., so thank you very much to Wrestling Inc. Which one said it? Dax Harwood said that he and Cash have several goals they want to accomplish in 2022 that aren't necessarily all just in AEW.
Ooh.
I've got a quote for you. There's a difference between having great tag team matches and being a great tag team. I think 2022 going forward, we can be in that same conversation with Arn and Tully, Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express. That's my goal for 2022 because we don't have very much longer on these current contracts.
Ooh.
I don't know what's going to happen from there, but we have a short amount of time to accomplish the things we want to accomplish, like winning the IWGP Tag Team Championships, obviously becoming two-time AEW Championships, hopefully WCPW get back on the road and we can be Tag Team Champions
what?
Then. I made that last bit up to entertain you all. But the rest of it's all true.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. They've done a lot in AEW. I feel like they should have done more. They're one of my favourite tag teams over there, but other tag teams have been prioritised ahead of them, obviously.
Other tag teams are available.
Yeah, they've worked with, you know, the Young Bucks, Lucha Bros, the list goes on and on. They're in a really exciting feud at the moment, obviously surrounding them, MJF, Darby Allin, Sting and CM Punk. That is a mouth-watering prospect. But I was about to say, as you were previewing that, if you hadn't said where exactly they were going to go, New Japan is an obvious place for them to want to succeed.
I would like
to
see New Japan, yeah.
I think they're just one of the best tag teams. I mean, Jim Cornette obviously always sings their praises. and thinks that they should be doing more in AEW as well. They've already achieved a lot over there, let's not forget, but I like to see they've still got goals they want to achieve.
Might I be permitted, Adam Wilbur, for one moment to approach this from an alternate angle?
What?
Now, it doesn't really feel like it at the minute because of the world is crumbling again, but we are hopeful that with all the releases and with everything sort of getting back to normal, hopefully next year, the second or third year, we've said that in a row, that the indie scene will be thriving yes. across North America, South America, Japan, and Europe. And you do need major names to go around and do all these shows. And yes, we know that AEW are very willing to let their stars yep. go and do stuff, but at the same time, it's hard to book consistent indie shows when you've got some guys for a week. Or but they might get pulled because there's something happening on television, etc., mm-hmm. etc. And they might not want to, they might not be allowed on rigorous tours because they've got stuff coming up for them. So, yeah, it's great that these people can go to AEW and do all the stuff we were frustrated they couldn't do in other companies. But once they've achieved these things, mm-hmm. hopefully there will be many more opportunities. And you do need stars the caliber of FTR in order to help these other promotions draw money!
Absolutely, so, and they're a very old-school tag team, of course, and that is a very old-school mentality. Excited to see right. what they do next. From one set of former tag team champions to another, or not even former, actually, technically they right now are the Impact Knockouts tag team champions. They were...
Tag team champions of our hearts.
They were formerly known as the... Yikes! They're now known as the Inspiration! Cassie Lee, Jesse...
We're going to have to oil this chair, by the way.
Jesse McKay, they were chatting to Fightful Select and revealed WWE turned down what I think was a really good idea yet again when they were with the promotion. Apparently, when they were discussing with WWE, you know, what can we do next, probably in amongst the time that they went, you know what's best for you two, you brilliant, coherent, funny, entertaining tag team, let's split you up. They pitched doing a podcast for WWE, and WWE simply said, no.
Nobody likes podcasts.
No, they're not even that popular. But then, obviously, they subsequently left WWE and formed Off Her Chops, the brilliant podcast that started in May 2021. That took about a month after they left WWE. It continues weekly to right now, of course. They're now, obviously, over in Impact Wrestling. Yet another case, Adam Berry, this sounds like, of WWE dropping the ball.
Dropping the ball. I've got nothing to add to this other than... open invite still for them to come on Wrestle Culture one Friday.
Please.
By Zoom. We'll fly you over. Whatever you want.
I love Fightful Select, but don't talk to them. Talk to me.
Open invite.
It is my second Christmas wish after the new set of books went on Amazon.
Oh, that was your Christmas wish.
Yeah, that was my Christmas wish. Should we move on to Twitter questions?
Oh, these are always murder. Yes.
Well, I say Twitter questions. This first one was actually an email sent to me.
All right, Dad.
David Esposito. He's in Quincy, Massachusetts. Speaking of how, you know, lackluster podcasts are, David says he got his Spotify rap thing. He listened to 551 Watt Culture podcasts for 22,702 minutes this year. That works out at 378 hours or 16 days of solid podcast listening. So thank you for your support, as always, David. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get.
Sorry, is the Twitter question here, how can we help?
No, it's if you had to spend 16 days, because he spent 16
right,
days
yes,
into our podcast,
of course.
With only one other What Culture personality, and you had only one standard television show to watch and one wrestling pay-per-view to watch, who and what would be your selection?
Well, I know who I'm going to say. You!
Yeah!
I see you!
What were you gonna watch?
You keep the energy. One regular television show.
One regular TV show, one wrestling pay-per-view.
Oh, come on, you must be able to put the TV show together here. Come on!
Is it Monday Night Raw?
I just think it might be The Sopranos, just so you can.
I've never seen it.
Well, there you go! I've never finished it, so we can watch The Sopranos and do all the voices.
And The Wire. Have you seen The Wire?
No.
There we go.
It seems a bit heavy, The Wire, for me.
Yeah, maybe Sopranos.
Sopranos has a lot. It's got a lot of levity over the years.
He hasn't suggested it, but we're on a desert island, and right. I like the idea of me going, I'm just going to be back
this
in a second.
This is the closest thing I'm ever going to get to a holiday this way.
Just go into the bushes and then come out and be like, hey, I don't know who that guy was, but welcome to Tony's Island, huh? And pay-per-view, what are we watching? A WrestleMania 35.
Oh, let's just relive the Iconics moment over and over again for 16 days.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions as well. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us.
I just want to stress, this email questions is now, it's not now a segment. You have to do it the normal way.
Yeah.
That was a one-off because it was a good question.
Yeah, exactly. Marcus Haman. Not Dietmar's brother, I assume.
Well, I don't know.
Haman, maybe. He's not got two M's. Marcus, thank you for getting in touch, says, since WrestleMania is now a two-day event, could you ever see WWE growing it into a festival? Joining the party with the Forbidden Door by adding other promotions? The Supercard would be a huge moneymaker by going on regular pay-per-view.
No, they will never do that, because then they would literally be opening a door for other promotions to get the greatest ever chance to counterbook against them they will ever get. Like, oh, I'd love to go watch Baron Corbin versus Randy Orton on the main stage, but Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson's on the little AEW stage. Oh, maybe we can catch both. Not a chance.
Yeah, I think
huge news for Poo Girl, though, that there might be a wrestling festival.
I was going to say, don't Google it.
One for our UK viewers.
Yeah.
I was at that Leeds Festival.
Yeah.
I was at the Poo Girl Leeds Festival. Yeah. She was from Sunderland, you know.
She was down there. Brilliant.
From the same place as Michael Hamflip.
That makes a lot of sense.
They're two biggest exports. Stop moving around!
Sorry. And I don't think they will. I think they're very happy as having it as it was back when the world wasn't broken.
I think they might do that, but just themselves. So they'll have, like, the Raw stage, a SmackDown stage, and then, like, Evolve and all the other... What's the other ones that have got their hand up? Like, Progress and all
yes.
Just put loads of other stuff on.
But
I think they might do it themselves. No chance. And to be fair, if you've been to WrestleMania, it already is a wrestling festival.
Yeah.
It already is a wrestling festival, as well as it's ever going to be.
Yeah, and I completely agree in terms of...
Just with hotels and restaurants and bars. I don't ever want you to take all the good stuff about WrestleMania weekend and then remove that and replace it with, like, Portaloos and hot dog stands, and I've seen Fighter Fest. So.
Yeah, granted, we were working, but over WrestleMania weekend, we weren't there going... Not much wrestling going on today, is there?
Not a whole lot of wrestling going on. I mean, I've had my 2.5 hours of sleep. I tried to get one of the show, but if only there was one on.
Oh, still my favourite podcast we've ever done, the post-WrestleMania 35 podcast in me and Nicholas's hotel room with you. And him moving about, so he literally started a point. I wish we'd filmed it. He started a point with his eyes closed, and I generally thought he might be sleep talking.
I was legitimately asleep. I could feel myself asleep, but I could hear him asking me the question. And I just remember going.
The thing about
Roman Reigns is that, and I knew even in the moment that I'd done a madness there. But yeah, that was fun. Never again.
International questions coming in today. I apologise in advance if I...
Questions international!
Indeed. Geo versus the World on Twitter, right?
Mr. and Mrs. versus the World on Geo.
Good morning, gents. I'm Geo from... I'm going to say Suriname.
That's correct.
Yep, from Suriname. I watch your show every day at work. Thank you,
Geo. Thank you, Geo.
If you guys were to be wrestlers, what would your finisher be? Now, you and I have both played 2K, so we could probably... cheat on this a little
very,
bit.
Very well. For one of us has been in a wrestling ring and hit a finishing maneuver and I'm not gonna name names here. Literally hit a finishing maneuver on a British world champion at the time.
Yep.
To raucous cheers from the crowd. So I'm afraid my finisher is the Stone Cold Stunner, which looks great when I do it because obviously these wrestlers are huge and history will record that there were bigger men than me. But I've got an incredible leap from all those years playing in goal, so I can get all the way up to stunner height.
I've seen good and bad stunners in those stunner parties, and I'm slightly terrified that I'd just be. But
you would be a god love him, Dave Bradshaw, just shuffle around, sit down, legs out, job. You'd be a Bella Buster.
I still remember I'd only just started working for What Culture about a day before. I mean, I was at one of the shows, and a former What Culture employee now. Was going out to do the stunner party and said, why didn't you come with us?
You were too scared.
Yeah, because everyone had been like, oh, look, there's Cleary, there's Phil, there's Jack, there's whoever
I just want to clarify at that point, I don't think anybody was there's Cleary.
But they'd have been like, who's the lucky ginger guy?
You know what that is? Long-term storytelling.
Indeed.
That's what that would have been.
I will go very simply then with a Shooting Star Press.
Right, yeah, of course, yeah.
That'd be my finisher. Yeah.
Your finisher was kicking the bottle in the bin. That's what your
that's
finisher
about it, yeah. Let's finish up with today's and finally. Two words. Danhausen walks. Congratulations to Danhausen. Obviously suffered a horrific leg injury earlier on this year. And a few hours ago, Danhausen simply tweeted, Danhausen walks, so we wanted to pass our congratulations.
That information has fallen out of my brain, and I thought he'd been in prison when you said that. So I completely forgot about his wheelchair. They did the thing with Kay. Yeah, I remember it.
It would be easy to pick out in a lineup.
Wouldn't it?
That one. So congratulations to Danhausen. Wish you well in your recovery, of course. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe.
Still time to buy a lovely What Culture Wrestling t-shirt for Christmas. Little stocking filler.
Down the bottom here.
I keep dropping it out of my hand. Little stocking filler. Nice for everybody. Shipping where will born?
Website's on the back as well.
Website's on the back. That's good. So people know where you got it from, even though I can't.
Down the bottom. At What Culture WWE, if you want to send us thoughts, Twitter questions, anything like that, you can follow him on Twitter at.
Yeah, at Alan Cleary. And just a heads up, CLEORY, it's me all next week. I haven't got any time off over Christmas because somebody had to be here and Captain goes down with a ship, doesn't he? So. I had to stay here. So me and you are all next week. It's meant to be me and Hamlet, but it might not be.
We'll see.
You might have news all next week, all the way up to Christmas Eve, of just me going, well, I don't know who this is, but it seems like quite a big deal, so that'll be fun.
You can follow me at Adam Wilmore. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. See you in 2022. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Adam Cleary. Go and get your booster jabs.
Yeah, I'm a booster.
Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.